Blind Dave Healy joins us now, but he's out and about. Where are you, Dave?
Well, I'm actually, as I state, the home of football, the Hawthorn Stadium, where West Bromwich Albion play. But I'm actually at an event. The Apprentice Works is the organisation who are putting on the Real Apprentice event today. And basically, there are so many different organisations work-wise, you know, through the fire, the Navy, the Army, different industries. And they've invited a selection of schools from around the region. And they're here today to sort of, well, basically gain advice, I'm guessing, and gain some idea, if they do at this age, from years 10, 11, 12, you know, as to where their careers are going to go. But it's been a very, very busy event so far, so to be totally honest with you.
So who have you been speaking to?
Well, I've been mainly talking to kids from, as I say, around the area, years 10, 11, 12. There's been some very, very interesting conversations gone on. The occasional teacher lecturer has been with them. But, you know, it's like I've always said, so when we were back at school, did we really know what we wanted to do and wanted to leave? And, I mean, I'm finding that probably 5% of the kids I've been talking to have some indication, have an idea. But then you've got sort of 95% who really, you know, they've picked their options. They've got GCSEs this year and some are preparing for A-levels next year. But they don't really know where they want to go with career. So I think with different conversations I've heard on different tables, different conversations that I've certainly had myself, I guess it's a taster, isn't it? Try and find your route in life if you want to.
Is this for children that are actually associated with the Albion Foundation then?
No. It's just the fact that they've used the facility up here, the Richardson Suite, which is quite a big room. So I'm guessing, from what people have been saying to me, there's about 30, 35 different trades in here, you know. To put it like I've had mine explained, I'm sitting around a table and I've got six or seven chairs that are opposite me. And then different kids come in, they sit down, and sometimes as a teacher, they're asking advice, they're asking, you know, what I did, what I didn't do. I've got posters up of what I have done and, you know, where life's taken you and all the rest of it. But we've had some real interesting conversations with some of these kids, as I said.
For example?
Well, as I said, you know, there's a lot of the youngsters who are suggesting that they want to go into engineering. And there's a lot of the youngsters who are sort of also saying, we'd fancy a career in construction. We want to work with our hands, as in, you know, bricklayers, plumbers, that kind of thing. Couple of them, you know, they want to go into research, and the one in particular wanted to be a doctor, one wanted to work with a scientist. But I'm quite surprised how, you know, I mean, even with the IT world here, there's a lot of them, especially the lads, have sat round and they want to do something constructive with their hands. You know, and as much as, you know, I've gone through my life and I can say, well, this is where I started, this is what I wanted to do, this is where it took me, and this is where I've ended up. You know, you've got to be prepared for change, because sometimes as much as you may want a particular career, when you actually get into that career, you find it's not for you. So just be prepared for change and, you know, be a little bit flexible with what you want to do. And again, is it money they're looking for? Is it knowledge? Is it experience? Some people take on a wage which might give them 500 grand a year. But are they really happy in that job? So you've got to balance the mix as well, haven't you? You know, a fine line between you want to earn as much as possible, but you also want to be sort of happy and contented in what you do, because sometimes you can earn a fortune and on Sunday night you don't want Monday morning to come. And yet, if you're not on quite so much and, you know, you are enjoying it, then maybe you don't want even Friday afternoon to come, do you? You know, it's all about balance, isn't it?
And you think back of your own experience, because you wanted to be in the Army, didn't you? And then your sight loss changed all that.
Yes. And that's what I've been explaining, because, you know, a lot of them have said, well, you know, you're blind. What are you doing? What have you done? Give us a little bit of your history. And it's like I said, you know, I left school. You know, I did want to join the army. I am the adventurous type. But sadly, it never come to pass. I was office bound. You know, when I run through all the rigmarole, but and then they ask questions of, you know, what do you do? And I've got a couple of the banners up, so they've asked me about the marathons and the triathlon and my woodworking and stuff. And, you know, and a lot of them have sort of, I think quite surprised that a blind chap is answering questions that they probably didn't expect the answers to. You know, how do you work a machine? You do carpentry. Yeah. You know, I'm also classed as an author. You what? You know, and I think it's, how can I put it, Simon? I've had conversations around the table today also about, you know, disabilities and things. And I still think that there's a lot of education that needs to be brought through in schools about disability. And they are quite surprised that a blind chap can do or achieve or even attempt. I've been telling them I'm doing, and I think some of them have got away shaking their head thinking, no, he's pulling our legs. But that's what it is.
Yes, I think it's really difficult for youngsters to sometimes know what they want to do when they're in the teens.
You know what, Si? When you listen to the kind of monies that's rolling around in sport now, and I mean, you know, there has been some of the young lads around the table today, we want to be a footballer. And I've gone, why do you want to be a footballer? Well, they earn a load of money. And I said, is that all you've got in life? You know, do you not want to be a footballer because you want to be the best in the world? Or is it you simply want to be a footballer because they earn 100 grand a week, you know? And I think there's that sort of side to it, isn't there? And yet there's some of the young ladies who have come along and they said, you know, we'd like to be nurses. We'd like to help people. We'd like to change the way that things are. And it's quite interesting, the conversation, you know, with the youth today. There's a lot of variety, Simon. You know, it's not all hinged on money. It's not all hinged on power. It's not all hinged on that top job. Different people, different ideas, again, isn't it?
Have you had tea and biscuits yet?
I have had 2 cups of coffee. I have had a chocolate biscuit. But as I've said to folk, you know, my body's a temple. I've got to worry about the calories, you know what I mean?
I'm going to be speaking to a blind singer, songwriter, musician, producer, whatever you like, Rick Jones, a bit later, and he's actually
fabulous.
Got a song on your upcoming movie. It's coming out 7 days. What's the news on the movie?
Well, I was talking to the producer yesterday. It should be out in May, and in fact, Where are we? We're in March now. We're in the old blimey site. I think it's the 17th of March. They're actually going to attempt to put the audio description on and the you know, the signage for our deaf viewers. And I'm going to try and get over to that because I'm intrigued as how they do it. You know, I'm intrigued as to how they script it. So once that's on, and I think they've, you know, they've tightened up what they've got to do, these producers and directors. I do believe that it's going to be out middle to late May. So, yeah, it's all exciting stuff. And, of course, as you say, young Rick's on there, which is brilliant. To think we met through R&IB Connect site and Rick singing. Well, he's produced it, not particularly for the film, but he's produced it, he's sung it, and he's on the film. Absolutely fantastic. Fantastic, mate.
I know. I'm really, really chuffed for him, you know. It's just that, and he himself, when times I've spoken to him in the past, he's like, you know, things like this don't happen to people like me and Wigan.
Well, so I keep saying that myself. There's a book out, there's a film out. It doesn't happen to us normal folk, as I put it. But, you know, for me, I mean, I hope it moves Rick on. I've told him there's one proviso. When he sings at Wembley Stadium, I want tickets for the front row, you know what I mean? And I want a backstage pass, please.
Right, well, we know you're busy, and it sounds busy there. How can we keep up with you, what you're doing?
Well, if you want to jump onto the website, which is blindavehealy.co.uk, But more often than not today, Deb, my gaffer, the good lady, she uses the social media outlets, Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter, at Blind Dave Healy. So if you want to keep up with all of the nonsense that's going on around our lives and my life, then, yeah, we'll pick it up on there.
Dave, always a pleasure to chat with you, and thanks for taking the time out to have a gab.
It's a pleasure, mate. And I don't know whether I'm Lord Sugar here now, you see, at The Apprentice, but I think I'm even older than Lord Sugar.
Yeah. Okay, you're fired.
Okay, I'm going to find another job.
Catch you next week.
See you later, mate.